This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. It's all about California especially, but not just the Golden State. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right from the top. Hi, Ellen. Wow.
Wow, I can say that again. First of all, it is really surprising. I actually thought, now, we don't have all the votes in as I'm speaking to you now for California by a long shot, but I actually thought Bernie would do a lot better than so far he's done. And again, we don't know what part of the state they're coming from, so it's hard to know whether he isn't going to pull off a little better, but he's not doing too well there.
Do you think it's partially, too, that for California, Californians are saying, well, listen, you pretty much anointed Hillary Clinton the nominee, so once again, California gets jobbed and we don't really have a say, and it dissuades people from going out, perhaps his supporters?
Well, maybe, although a lot of people I talked to when I was just in California 2 days ago, but when I talked to people in California, they were not able to vote. They hadn't registered. I mean, so there was not a lot of pre-registration done, and normally that goes with Bernie. Now, he did try and get people out to register, but he obviously didn't make the difference that they needed to make.
Wow, crazy when you think about it.
Now, the other thing that's really very interesting, let's assume Hillary's the nominee and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Tomorrow, on Wednesday and Thursday, is the platform committee. Now, normally, platforms don't make a big difference. When we had health care in 1948, obviously, that didn't make a big difference back then. But it could make a difference in this year because of the Trump committee and because what the platform might say in terms of what happened in other states. So the platform committee then goes to Phoenix, then Missouri, and then Florida. So actually I'm not sure in the order, but they are going to go to Phoenix, Missouri, and Florida. And obviously what happens on a Democratic platform committee will be very important.
All right, so you and I have talked about this a zillion times, but let's say it's definitely Hillary Clinton, it's Donald Trump. What do you think happens?
Boy, if I knew, I'd go to Las Vegas and put my money on it. I don't honestly know. I can tell you this, that he upset so many people in the Republican Party by going after that judge who's had Mexican heritage and parents, but was born in the United States. Not a very smart move, and he's really hearing it from people in the Republican Party.
Yeah. So now, after you go through this primary,
don't go after a federal judge.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, there's comments all over the place about that. So with this happening, now is it just the countdown to the conventions and that's it?
Well, it is a countdown to the conventions. We do have one more primary. That's in D.C. next week. And D.C.'s one of those funny kind of places. It's not going to make a difference in terms of delegates, but it may make a difference in terms of some bragging points if Hillary wins it, and it is very minority, so we'll see what happens on that front. She does very well with minorities, as you know.
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders, what's next for him? So let's say that's...
I don't know, honestly. I mean, he obviously is going to... He has a lot of delegates. He has people on the platform committee. He's got four... She's got five on the platform committee, so she's got, you know, she does have people, but so does he, and they will influence the platform. She, though, has one in every category, be it superdelegates, be it the popular vote, or the actual delegates. So she actually has one in all those three ways.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. All right, Ellen, as always, thanks so much for hanging with
us. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Cool. So you heard Ellen, talking about now what, and the platform committee, and with Bernie Sanders, a lot of big question marks. But the one thing we do know and we can safely say is, barring some kind of twist of fate with this email deal, meaning emails take her down, I just don't see it, though, then that means that what we're looking at is definitely what we initially talked about, that it was going to be Hillary Clinton and it was going to be, you know, Donald Trump. And how long have we said that here in America Tonight? And I'm certain other talk show hosts have talked about the very same thing as we did the jumping jacks of the debates, so, you know, with the Democrats, hardly anybody, but certainly with the Republicans, and then how that was whittled down. And now this is it. I mean, it's pretty much do or die. As I said to Ellen, you get into the conventions and you get people excited about what's happening, or you don't. But the bottom line is it swings into us against them. And she's right about Trump refusing to apologize for the Mexican judge comments has really upset a lot of people. Is this one that's going to blast him out more than, you know, it's interesting, more than anything connected to the Trump University deal? Trump said his statements about the federal judges' background have been misconstrued. This was hours after the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, went after him for what he called, because Ryan couldn't stand for that. He said they were completely unacceptable remarks. You know, he didn't withdraw his support for Trump, but he said that that was unacceptable. And then Trump came out and said on his website, look, I'm friends and employ thousands of people of Mexican and Hispanic descent. But based on the rulings that I've received in the Trump University civil case, I feel justified in questioning whether I am receiving a fair trial. Because Trump claimed that the district judge, Gonzalo Criel, who is overseeing a lawsuit against Trump University, is biased against him because the judge is of Mexican descent. And this is weeks after he nailed the Republican nomination. But it's putting Republicans who have endorsed Trump in an awkward position. And Ryan was one of the first people to come out and say, yeah, you know, I got to keep the party unified. But he's had discussions with Trump, he says, about the tone of his campaign. One Republican senator, Mark Kirk of Illinois, withdrew his endorsement of Trump, saying the statements about the judge shows that he lacks the temperament necessary to assume the greatest office in the world. So he says, nah, you know, forget it. Is this anything that's going to pull him down? It's like Senator Marco Rubio predicted Monday night that Republicans would be facing more of these kinds of dilemmas with Trump as the nominee. Remember, Rubio, of course, losing to Trump in the primaries. He said he is backing him, but he said it's a difficult choice. I repeatedly said this is a difficult choice we would face if he were our nominee. It's going to be tough for a lot of, you know, Republicans to make that. Now, who's the VP? And there have been massive discussions about who the VP is on his undercard. Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee has been mentioned as a possible vice presidential choice for Trump. And he says he hopes he quickly changes the way he runs his campaign. That's what Corker said. So Corker might not be on the list anymore. One Republican senator who hasn't endorsed his party's presumptive nominee, is Jeff Flake from Arizona. He said, as of now, unless he changes significantly, I can't see myself voting for Trump. So there's still these same problems that the Republicans were having before with Trump. And, you know, he's not a guy who's going to play ball and cowtail at all. But with the overall vote, how much does that kill the Republicans in a one-on-one of Trump versus Hillary Clinton? Hey, if you want to weigh in, just pound these digits, 855-266-HATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Another quarter talking about 2016, what else, where are we headed as we get closer to November. It'll be here before you know it. Can you believe we're already into June? Yes, indeed. What a night, however. Hillary Clinton becomes the first woman to win the major party's presidential nomination. She talked about it being a milestone in our nation's history. She wins the New Jersey primaries. You know, she clinches, obviously, the presidential nomination. And in California, it's not called yet, but it's looking Hillary Clinton. Now, what's interesting is, as Trump deals with his comments about the judge, and he's the presumptive nominee, there's no question about that. And a lot of his friends are jumping to his aid. Remember, not his age, his aide. Omarosa, remember Omarosa, who was part of the Apprentice? She's remained tight with Trump. And she said Trump is not racist, that the comments had been twisted, that's what it was about, that they're simply twisting the comments. So twisted or not, does it cost vote-wise? Are there people that sit on their hands or other Republicans who are not happy with Trump being the guy saying they just can't go there? But if they can't go there, where are they going? They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? You're going to be a card-carrying Republican elected by Republicans for the most part, right? Probably most of them. And you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? Of course not. You're just not going to vote? it's just interesting to see where that's all headed. I talked a little bit about Muhammad Ali, but I'll tell you what, Louisville, it's very tough right now to get into Louisville, even getting any kind of a ticket or whatnot, and it makes complete sense because the world is really reacting to this man. I mean, it's not just the United States, it's other people, and it's lots of different generations. A lot of different generations are going to be there. And they've released specifics on what this memorial service is going to be like. And there was a book that apparently, and this is so fascinating, there was a book that they started and they talked about, and it was in his innermost circle, the people really close to him, family, his daughters, etc. And he scripted funeral plans with details in this book. How about that? You know, there's all these conversations about why is this happening and why is Clinton doing the eulogy? And I understand that they knew each other well, so I'm not necessarily surprised by that. But they said this book was super thick and that they're going to have the contents revealed. But in the pages, he planned in very exact detail how he wanted to say goodbye to the world. And the three-time heavyweight champ wanted the memorial service in an arena. He wanted multiple religions to have a voice while honoring the traditions of his faith. He wanted ordinary fans to attend, not just VIPs at all. And they say that when they were talking about this book, he was never upset when talking about his death. They would have these planning meetings, and he'd say, "It's okay, we're here to do the job the way I want it, it's fine." So check this out. The final revisions to this, to his plans, were made days before Ali died at an Arizona hospital with his family there. And right now, I mean, the plan was to have his body lie at the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville. And that tribute was dropped at the last minute because his wife worried it would cause the center to be shut down. And knew people would want to gather there to grieve, so she didn't want that to, you know, she didn't want that to happen. But there's going to be miles long procession that's going to carry his body across his hometown. It's going to drive past the museum that they built for him, the Ali Center, along the boulevard named after him, through the neighborhood where he grew up, shadow boxed, and did everything he did as a kid. So, you know, usually you think this is the truth, the Kentucky Derby, it's all about Louisville. Now, the city, of course, is capturing the world's attention because of Ali. I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest historic events ever in Louisville's history. You've got former presidents, although Obama's not going to be there, the current president because his daughter is graduating from high school, but you have former presidents, heads of nations from around the globe, movie stars, sports greats, all of that, are all going to be there to honor Muhammad Ali. The mayor, Greg Fisher, talked about it. He said, "It's a bittersweet time. We've been dreading the passing, but at the same time, we knew it would come, and we knew we couldn't hang on to him forever. Our city is going to give him the send-off with class and dignity and respect that he deserves." 15,000 seats at the Yum Center will be filled. You're going to have the multiple faiths that I talked about, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Mormonism, lifelong friends, other people are going to be there. Wow. I mean, it really is just a wow. And like I said, pretty much at this point, you'd be driving into Louisville because if you wanted to go. Because there's just no, I mean, there's hardly any seats available on any flights. Immediately when this happened, booked up. I mean, booked up. Somebody asked me today an interesting thing. Well, where is he going to be buried? And he's going to be buried in Cave Hill Cemetery. Some of you listening to me know that area because we have people listening in Kentucky. It's a place for some pretty interesting famous past residents, including Colonel Harlan Sanders, who, of course, is the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And at Cave Hill, he's got a granite memorial that has a bust with his face on it. And for Ali's gravesite, it's going to be a little more subdued. They say it's going to be just a marker, and then that's all that's planned there. They're not saying what's going to be inscribed on the marker at this point, but I'm finding it really fascinating to see how many people are coming forward to talk about how they met Ali, how they had a brush, you know, with fame with Ali, and it's just amazing. The social media is flooded with all kinds of comments about that. I mean, it's just really fascinating to watch. And I said this, maybe I even brushed on this in our last show, but who else, especially if you're talking about a sports figure, because let's face it, he became famous as a sports guy, as a boxer. Who else, if they were to die, not to be morbid, would be able to claim the headlines and the imaginations, capturing the imaginations of all these people for this amount of time? And this is going to continue throughout the week. And I can't see it. I don't know who it would be. I was thinking even women. Who would be the female? And maybe Serena. Maybe Serena Williams, because of how many tennis matches, how many things she's been involved with. She's known internationally. But I think Muhammad Ali just stands on his own. This is a whole different thing. It was the way he transcended what happened in the ring and what happened outside of the ring. So I think that there might not be anybody that could really quite live up to that. And we're not done yet. We still are midweek, and then Friday is the big Ali funeral, and there's going to be a lot of conversation as we get closer to that moment. Definitely. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we've got odds and ends. And kind of we're all over the map on odds and ends. And by the way, you're not shut out if you want to weigh in on anything election style or recollections of Muhammad Ali. You can certainly do that. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I have an interesting story about eBay that we'll talk about. You know, people selling things on eBay used to be such the rage. And now you might be surprised what is really red, red hot. And it has to do, if you're a coin collector, with the coins. I used to collect coins. In fact, I still have some coins. It'd be interesting to go back and check them out. Maybe I will. I'll tell you why next on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Just to throw this in for grins, I happened to see this. It was actually a story I read on Fox about this 1970s quarter selling for thousands on eBay, right? So check it out. I grew up where I had a father who had a coin business. So I think at some point, all of us worked helping him in the business when we were kids. It's kind of a sidebar thing. Fascinating, that whole world. And I know some of you collect coins or have collected coins off and on. And it's one of those kind of businesses that's like that. But anyway, an eBay sale of a 1970 quarter might seem like no biggie, but check this out. One of the most interesting things about this proof mint, they say, errors ever discovered, and it boosted the coin's price to $35,000. A 46-year-old coin that was actually formed over a 1941 Canadian quarter. So when you look at it, you see the eagle's eyes spot sort of a faint upside down 1941 mark on the back of the quarter right above the word dollar. And then it's, you know, where you can't, you have to look at it closely and then you can see it. And you, so you see that. So anyway, the eBay seller who's trying to dump the coin, an expert at finding those flaws, talked about the backstory. It turns out, this is why I thought the coin stuff was always fascinating, this 1941 turn 1970 quarter was part of a collection containing a small group of press mistakes originally checked out and released by the Secret Service to the state of California, then auctioned off. The entire collection was auctioned off. But what happened was, you know, it's such a rarity. Proof coins are produced, examined, packaged, and usually there's such high quality control, you don't find major proof errors, but this was one of them. Like a double strike sample where you have the round metal disc that struck to become a coin doesn't eject properly, gets stuck more than once. You know, there's some of those kinds of things happen occasionally. But a 1970 quarter selling for $35,000 on eBay. Oh, that's got to be, I mean, that's a nice boost to somebody, isn't it? And then that just grows and grows and grows. And coins, it's all about, it's like art. What's somebody going to pay for it? You know, we used to have Harry Rinker on the show a lot. And he does a show where he's, I mean, there's no one like him when it comes to valuing all kinds of items. He used to have in his schoolhouse thousands of, you know, not just paintings, but knickknacks and so many other kinds of Hummels. Just a crazy amount of it. And he knows the business. And when he would come on, a lot of you would call in and he would tell you what something was worth. And it was just fascinating to me how he could go through that. You know, and it's and as odds and ends continuing down that path, there is that thing that piques the interest in all of us, no matter how much money you have. When you hear the stories of somebody finding something incredible that they paid nothing for or had no idea they had it in their possession. And I saw this other story for everything that Craigslist is getting bashed about. They had a story about a $700 Craigslist car. That it was posted on Craigslist in Tampa Bay about 5 years ago, and it was, which is so crazy. So it was a 1953 pre-production Corvette frame, a 1953 Pontiac prototype that was, the Longoria, and it indicates the construction for the body for GM was in 1952. So the typos and misspellings might have been one clue that the person who wrote the ad didn't know much about the car. Because the Fisher body, saying it had a Fisher body, is a kind of a giveaway for anybody who knows cars. But initially, on Craigslist, this was up for $700. So what looked like a wreck to the person who's putting up for $700 is one of the most sought-after Corvettes ever built. It's worth millions of dollars. It's a number one Cunningham Corvette, it's called. Because they turned it into race cars. And it became a big deal because it was turned into Briggs Cunningham's race car. He raced them at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. The cars were marked 1, 2, and 3. They, you know, took turns leading the race, going back and forth. He did, fighting off his nemesis. And, just huge. So they thought the cars would be preserved in a museum collection after the race, but Cunningham turned them back into street cars. They were sold through a Chevy dealer, and the cars disappeared for a bunch of years. The number 3 was eventually restored, and the number 2 turned up in California in a junkyard, and it was restored by a collector. The number 1, elusive until a few years ago, when people still on the lookout for it, discovered what they call the Purple Beast, on a Craigslist ad. So they had a big tug of war over ownership, and then now the number 1 Cunningham Corvette is owned by Gino Borelli, an Indiana car dealer and collector. Wow, is that not crazy, though? Having no idea you have that, you think it's just this beat up old car, you're offering it on Craigslist for $700 and it's worth millions of dollars. You know, that's when you would just be sick if you had let it go, because legally you would have let it go if the guy had done that and had no clue. He did have no clue, but somebody alerted him to that. That was nice of them, because easily they could have snapped it up. I mean, it would be nasty, but let's say they knew, snap it up, and it's theirs. There's not much he can do. Turns over the title, bada bing, you're done. And the millions are not going in your pocket. They're going in the person who knew what they were doing, and they picked it off of Craigslist. I mean, crazy. So when we're talking about fines and money, and we go from coins to this car on Craigslist to... How about this? This is another story I found. Although I would not want to be a wreck diver, I think it's completely fascinating. And I saw a picture of this shipwreck loaded with gold. They say found in the Namibian desert, 500-year-old shipwreck. And it had gold. You know, the stories we heard as a kid, they were crossing the ocean, they had gold, they were attacked by pirates or whatever happened, and then for some reason, somehow, the gold survives, the boat sinks, the whatever, and goes down with the wreck. I mean, wonder what else is out there. There are so many shipwrecks all over the place that you think about what could be in these ships if you were brave enough to do what you had to do to get to them. But these coins were so cool. And diamond miners discovered this ship loaded with $13 million worth of gold coins there in the Namibian desert. Of course, just in the middle of the desert. The mining site was actually located in the surf zone, where a lot of the violent action of the waves, they say, theoretically made mining impossible because of the huge seawall. So what they did was they pushed it up with bulldozers parallel to the beach, and the result was this man-made lagoon, and then they drained the lagoon that the wreck was discovered in. And that's how they found it, because they went back in history and dug this out and realized what they had come across. And there was lots of shipwrecks in that area. Almost all of them are, they say, more recent and have sunk in the last 120 years. But the oldest shipwreck found in the area at that point was the Vlissingen, which went ashore in 1747. So quickly, I would think, if you're an archaeologist, you realize we might be in the middle of a treasure trove. But there just might be these Spanish and Portuguese gold coins. So the ship, by the way, was identified as the Bom Jesus, or the Good Jesus, a Portuguese ship that went missing 500 years ago. It was going to India, and it was loaded with gold, tin, ivory tusks, 44,000 pounds of copper when it went down into its watery grave. And they say the copper on board ended up being a key reason that the wreck was so preserved. And it survived that long the way it did on the bottom of the sea. But how the ship went down, what it was doing, because that was a notorious stretch of coast, famous for storms and fogs and all of that, who knows? Too much heavy cargo, poor weather, the captain deciding to run the ship ashore, whatever. Then you hit a blinder in the surf zone. Then you can't do anything with the structure. The treasure chest fell from the captain's cabin, they said, sinking intact to the seabed, where it was crushed, pinned down, and protected by a piece of the side of the ship, which broke free. Wow. So be honest, you find those gold coins, are you calling the media to come and cover it? What are you doing with this historical artifact? Speaking of artifacts, we're talking about the election next.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Brooks nearly down the street, the people wait all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of his feet, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
What's shaking, America? And for all of you listening beyond our borders, everybody's talking about 2016 and this being the wildest election year. What do you think? Disappointed in where we're headed? Excited about the prospect of something different? Or just tired of the same old, same old? I mean, we have these discussions as though we're on a carousel that never stops. The horse will not let us off. That's what it feels like in some senses to me. But of course it feels like that because this has been that kind of a year where it's wide open. You have a wide open race to begin with because you don't have a president who's an incumbent who's running to be reelected. We had how many terms of that? Clinton, Bush, Obama, all were two-term presidents. Now, that's another thing. Whoever's elected president, what are the chances they're a two-term president? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe. Depends. This is an important presidency. We may have said that in the past, but Geez, there are so many areas of concern for our great nation that I'll tell you, I just hope that it's that the situation calms down where we can have rational discussions over some pretty darn important issues. By the way, Clinton leads Trump by 10 points in the new Reuters poll. For what that's worth, you know, polls, you can twist in any direction, but when you have 10 points, I don't know, that's pretty high. When it's the margin of error is closer. Republican Donald Trump trails Clinton by that double digits that I just mentioned. It just was released on Tuesday. Not much of a change. It came several days after Trump was criticized over the federal judge comments about the judge who was born in Indiana to Mexican parents who was biased in a case involving Trump. But I don't know if the fallout did anything to him. It didn't help him. But if he was down, I don't know, did it hurt him, or was he already in the already tanking in this particular poll? The online survey showed that 44.3% of likely voters said they would vote for Clinton, compared with 34.7% who would go with Trump. And then there was the 20.9% who said, yeah, I don't like either. I'm not voting for either. Forget about it. I'm not interested in either one of those candidates. You got something else? Is there somebody else that I can vote for? That's why I say, you know, this could come down to the wire. It really could. We're not going to have hanging chads, I don't believe. But that's where, even with the superdelegates and everything else, it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight, no doubt. You know, and here's a big fan of Donald Trump's. No, you remember Sheriff Joe, and we've had Sheriff Joe actually on this show. It's been a long time, but Sheriff Arpaio says that Donald Trump might need to make a few adjustments to the way he communicates, but hey, he's got the guts to speak out and back up what he says. He said he has to change here and there, but we need a guy that's brave. He was on Neil Cavuto's show. I happened to catch that. And he said, talking about the U.S. District Judge and his heritage, he says it's tough. You know, the Department of Justice and the UCLA have been suing me for years, and I'm currently in federal court, so I don't want to talk about it, my situation. But let me tell you, he's not a slave to the teleprompter. He's the kind of guy that speaks out, because Arpaio has had problems. And so he says this, he keeps saying about Trump, I will give him this, that he goes after things, and he's not just going to let it be the status quo if he were to be elected president. I was thinking about this today. Whoever's elected president, what are the likely cabinet members? I mean, if it's Clinton, are we seeing some retreads from the first Clinton's term? You should have loyalty to certain people. Certain people are in your world, politically speaking. And even if it feels like you're digging back into the past, which you would be, I don't know. Is there the potential that we may see some of the people that we saw with Bill Clinton, who were handy for Bill Clinton, because after all, she would know them for how long, right? For a long time, politically speaking. So I would think some of those people may pop up in certain roles. Pretty interesting, I would say. And the same with Trump. Does Trump just completely go outside the box and he has no Washington insiders? Well, I don't think so. But what are the expectations for who would ever be part of that, you know, who would ever be part of that cabinet? I would say the bar would be pretty, I just think it would be pretty interesting. I don't know that he would really stick with the Washington types, which might also upset a few people. Who is the Secretary of State? Where are you going with that? Or who knows? Maybe he just gets advice from the people that he trusts the most, politically speaking, and it knocks people for loops with some of his choices. And the RNC must just be going crazy. And we do know this about the judge comments, that Trump, supposedly his cooler side prevailed when Priebus, the RNC's Priebus, called him or talked to him or whatever. Then Trump came out and issued a statement after that. So he was paying attention to what Priebus was saying, or that wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't happen. And while Paul Ryan might be asking himself, what kind of price did I pay for all of this? In fact, George Will wrote a huge column about it and saying that this is what happens. And now he's seeing what happens when he did what he did in backing Donald Trump. How much is that going to hurt Ryan personally? But Ryan's come out and taken a few, not necessarily swings, but saying that he's talked to him about what he's had to say after he finally endorsed him. And he did it because Trump would sign Ryan's House agenda, is pretty much what he's saying. But then came out and said, talked about being critical of what's going on with that judge. I don't know. It's all alphabet soup at this point, right? We're just grasping. We're taking the spoon and we're taking a little bit of this in. There are a lot of things I would want to actually know, like what are the expectations for whoever the cabinet members are? Who are the cabinet members? What are some of the things we haven't talked about so far campaign-wise? And what do you think a Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump debate is like? I mean, just the two of them full on, what's that like when you think of all the years that he's backed Hillary Clinton, which he has, and he says he's backed a lot of politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, his entire life, and it's somebody in his position that, of course, are going to do that. But now they would square off against each other, and that's kind of intriguing. Is there certain areas he stays off? Is there other areas that are just completely wide open, fair game, like coming back with an email shot, depending on whatever it is that Hillary Clinton says? She's not being shy about name-calling, so it could be, it will be, must-watch TV to see the two of them debate each other. Hey, thanks for hanging through on this version of America Tonight. Send me an email, americatonight.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.